This is a summary of the review article for the World Journal of Gastroenterology entitled Advances in Acute and Chronic Pancreatitis by Drs. Strum and Boland, both from La Jolla, California. The objective of this review was to review the pivotal studies that were published between 2019 and December 2022. The first issue was the discussion of the pathophysiology related to genetic risk factors. There are three general groups of genes that are associated with risk for pancreatitis. One is the trypsin-dependent pathway. The second is the ductal physiology pathway, which includes the CFTR gene. And the third is the misfolding-dependent pathway. These genetic variants are more likely to be seen in patients with early-onset disease, that is earlier than 35 years of age, and those who have a lighter or moderate alcohol intake compared to those who have a later onset of disease associated with heavy drinking. The most common variant were mutations in the CFTR gene found in 13 to 36% of cases. The second issue has to do with new tools for the diagnosis of pancreatitis. Historically, we've used elevations in serum amylase and lipase, abdominal pain, and imaging abnormalities to make this diagnosis. However, recently, a blinded trial found that blood levels being elevated of fatty acid ethyl esters in association with alcohol in the blood could also make this diagnosis and might be more valuable to find the alcohol-related pancreatitis situations. In addition, chronic pancreatitis is associated with a daily ethanol consumption of a median of 5 drinks a day, and also tobacco intake was found to add to this risk. New treatments have modified our approach to taking care of acute pancreatitis. First of all, initiating early feeding has found to be safe and effective, so that keeping the patients without food is not necessarily the best approach. The second is that whereas historically aggressive fluid resuscitation was recommended, it's now been found that this can be associated with significant fluid overload, and aggressive resuscitation is not recommended anymore. Next, the management of pancreatic fluid collections and the concern about infected pancreatitis have recommended that it is safe to postpone early drainage of pancreatic fluid collections. And finally, it's been found that severe persistent pain can not only be associated with pain from around the pancreas, but also from the central nervous system in association with cerebral cortical thickening. In any event, there's a lot of new data about the cause of pancreatitis, new treatments for diagnosis, and also for therapy.